Today, this is St. James's Passage, but in 1888 it was known as Church Passage, leading down to Mitre Square, which at that time was full of warehouses and would soon become the scene of the slaughter of the Ripper's fourth victim. The proximity of this location to St. Botolph's Church leads us to believe that after being interrupted during his slaying of Elizabeth Stride, Jack the Ripper headed straight to the prostitute's church to pick up his next victim, Catherine Eddowes. Although all of Jack the Ripper's victims could all be described as being in the wrong place at the wrong time, Catherine Eddowes' murder really never should have happened. Up until 1 hour before her horrific fate, Catherine was being held in police custody. A known harmless alcoholic, she had reportedly been spotted earlier in the evening, entirely drunk, impersonating a fire engine, before collapsing, being unable to stand any longer in her inebriated state. Around 8:30 p.m., a passing police officer, P.C. Louis Robertson, who recognized her, picked her up and took her back to Whitechapel Police Station. He had done this many times before and knew she would sleep off the alcohol in a holding cell. By 12:30, Catherine was wide awake and pounding on the door, begging to be let out. Around 30 minutes later, Robertson let Catherine go, telling her to go straight home. But instead of going home, Catherine walked right to St. Botolph's Church. An eyewitness report puts Catherine at the entrance of this alleyway at 1:35 a.m. in conversation with a man, said to be around 5'8", with a pale complexion and mustache. He was estimated to be in his late 20s or early 30s, wearing an oversized gray coat, a red neckerchief, and a peak hat. He's said to have been of stocky build and described as, quote, a shabbily dressed gentleman of foreign appearance. It's worth noting here that in Whitechapel in 1888, foreign appearance actually meant Jewish. Now, this area, full of thieves and prostitutes hiding and trading in the warehouses of Mitre Square, was under near constant surveillance by the police. Every 15 minutes, a PC would come walking down the passage into the square on what was known as their beat, the path they would patrol through the neighborhood. The PC on duty the night of Catherine's murder was Edward Watkins. He had previously walked this way at 1:30 a.m. with nothing to report. But at his next go-around at 1:45 a.m., he found Catherine's mutilated body at the bottom of this passage in the darkest corner of Mitre Square. Whatever horrific and barbaric plans Jack the Ripper had been unable to carry out on Elizabeth Stride were leveled at Catherine Eddowes. The state of her body suggested a rage and fury that had not yet been seen in the Ripper case. This was a ferocious event. Catherine's neck was slit from the left to the right. Two pieces of flesh from her cheeks had been cut out, her eyelids had been cut through, and the tip of her nose and tops of her ears had been severed. Her body had been torn open from her groin to her breasts, and her intestines removed and slung over her right shoulder. In the pitch dark of Mitre Square, in the space of less than 15 minutes, Jack the Ripper also successfully removed her kidney, and he took it with him. Now, it may seem to us nearly unbelievable that a person could commit such a horrible crime and then wander off undetected into the night. This slaying was brutal. The killer would absolutely be covered in blood, not to mention carrying a kidney around, wandering the streets during the dead of night. So why did nobody notice? Because the sight of a man, as I've just described him, was incredibly, incredibly common. Slaughterhouses and butchers operated all over this area. Workers started their shifts at all hours of the day and night. A blood-soaked man walking down the street wouldn't have been remarkable to anybody living in Whitechapel at the time. In fact, there were even buckets of water kept along street corners in this area so men could rinse themselves off on their journeys back home. Jack the Ripper simply blended in with all the other men on their way home from their shifts in the slaughterhouses. Back at the Whitechapel police station, police surgeon Frederick Brown conducted an autopsy on Catherine's remains, and he was shocked to not only discover that her kidney had successfully been taken within the space of 15 minutes and with no light source, but that no other internal organs had been damaged. Brown became the first person to suggest that Jack the Ripper had some sort of surgical or anatomical knowledge, either human or animal. Perhaps Jack was a surgeon. Or perhaps he was one of the hundreds of butchers in Whitechapel. As you will have noticed already, we haven't spoken about any clues left behind at the crime scenes. That's because there haven't been any. Until now. However, nothing much would appear to come from this clue, and according to the FBI, this was actually a, quote, non-clue, but a clue nonetheless. A piece of Catherine Eddowes' apron was discovered a few hours later in Goulston Street, and above the bloody piece of apron was a message written in red chalk that said, quote, "The Jews are the men who will not be blamed for nothing." And now we'll be walking in Jack's footsteps as we too head to Goulston Street. Walk to the end of Mitre Square and pause when you get to the gates on your left. Just through the gates is a tree. This is the approximate location of where Catherine Eddowes' body was found. Now, turn right onto Mitre Street. Take the first right onto Cree Church Lane, which you should then follow along until it turns into Stony Lane as you walk across Houndsditch Road. Walk ahead until you come to White Kennet Street, where you will make a right. Take the first left onto Gravel Lane and walk until the lane stops at Middlesex Street. Note that here, as you walk across Middlesex Street, you are leaving City of London Police territory and now entering Metropolitan Police territory. Take a left, then an immediate right onto New Goulston Street. Walk until the street dead ends on Goulston Street.